Welcome to Studio Boy in list of obviously Zikin and Tobis. Shem Shigeras to get the Shemaya to understand the whole Sugya, what the Gemara wants and what the Gemara is saying in between the lines and in the lines. Says the Gemara, Hello, Kikam and Papa al Toldo. Kikam and Papa al Toldo. It's a first word of the line is Elo, and it's about 8 lines up. Maybe 9 lines up. Elo. Kikam and Papa al Toldo the boy. The Papa that said that boy is. The Papa that said there's a Toldo, it's not Chai, like the Ah. Was not referring to Ken, that we have said, it wasn't referring to Shen, it wasn't referring to Rego, but all those are exactly the same as the Oves. He must have been referring to Boy. Peter Gemara told of the Boy, mind you, what is a told of Boy in order for a Papa to be saying that for this there's no Chiyuv? Elim Av Yud told the test, perhaps he'll say, the Av is 10 and the Tolda is 9. That's a Tolda. Maybe that would be the answer. So, what would be the din? An Av, the Torah says you're chayav for, and a Tolda, according to Rashi, would be that you would be part of four. Says the Gemara, that can't be. Why not? Loi test CV, but loi yud CV. In the Torah, it doesn't actually say test. And it doesn't say yud either. So what right do you have to say that test is a toldo because test is not written in the Torah?
Right now we're just talking about Misa.
Let's say that for the time being. Let's say we're talking about Misa for the time being. Yeah? And we'll see, we'll come to your point in a second. So the Pasuk is saying, the Gemara is saying, how can you tell me that test is a toldo? It's not because it's not written in the Torah. But Yud is also not written in the Torah. Yud is also not written in the Torah. And yet we're happy to say that Yud is a that Yud is an Av, right? So don't tell me the reason why test is a toldo is because it is not written in the Torah. So why is Yud an Av? I don't know. We have to understand that. But why should the test be any more of a toldo than the Yud? Holy Kashe says, no, that's not Shvet. The Pasuk says, Vamisi Eloi, Vamisi Eloi Om Rachman. The Pasuk says, Vamisi Eloi. The Kim Luhu Rabbonon, and Rabbonon, no, Kim Luhu, they've established, we'll have to see in Rashi how they established it, but they've established Yud Ovdon Miso, Yud kills Tes Nezikin. Obdi Misa Loy Obd. Tess can only do Ezekiel and it can't do Misa. So that's what the Gemara started with. The Gemara said, you know what, maybe the Av is Yud and the Toldo is Tess. And you're telling me it doesn't say in the Torah Yud. It does. Vamesi Eloy is talking about Boy of Tess of Yud. Pasuk says, "Ki yichay ish boy, miyichti ish boy, v'nofas seir Hashem v'chamoy." Ba'al ha-boy yishalei im kesu yoshev olam ha-mis yeh lo. So the Pasuk is talking about Yud, the Pasuk is talking about mis the boy. Pasuk is talking about boy of Yud. A boy of Tess can't do mis. So we're clearly talking about a boy of Yud. No, it means they established, but we'll see in Rashi how they established. Either they established it based on a Kabbalah, the deal in the Pasuk, maybe, or from a Svara, and then you're from a
Svara.
I want to assume, what is this? Let's see in Rashi, say that. Yeah, let's see that in Rashi.
So at this point, are we trying to say that the Toldo is different according to Rakopo because it's only with the Zikin?
Oh, very good, very good. This is good. This is what we need to speak at. I just want to say over the Gemara first, and then we'll heard the Torah of David and Reuven, but said in the Kudah, which is in Avon. So the Gemara said, why is one called an Av, one called a Tolda? Neither of them are written in the Torah. Answer is, yes, one of them is written in the Torah. Yud, the Pasuk spoke about Boy of Yud. How do I know? Because the Pasuk says about death happened in that Boy, an animal died, and we know only a Boy of Yud can kill. So the Pasuk was clearly talking about a Boy of Yud. So that's what we have. We have a Pasuk of a Boy of Yud. We do not have a Pasuk of a Boy of Tess. And therefore we want to say that a Pasuk is din, that he said that the Av is a certain din and the Tolda doesn't share the same halacha as the Av. Yes, that's all my Boy. A Boy is Yud and the Tolda is Tess. And now the Gemara is going to knock it off by saying a line, Soif Soif, Zab Lemisa, Zab Yunzal. The Gemara is going to say some cryptic language. We're going to have to see in Rashi what that means. There's a cryptic line now saying, no, they're both obvious. They're both obvious. A Boy of Yud and a Boy of Tess are both obvious. That's the picture of the Gemara. I mean, we had a Papa. A Papa said there's some Am, there's some Tolda that is Potter. We'll go to Rashi for timing. Some Tolda is Potter. We can't be Keren, can't be Shem, can't be Rega. Well, it can be Boy. That's what the Gemara thought. It could be Boy. And why? Because by Boy you have an Av is the Yud. The Torah didn't speak about Tess, so that'd be a Tolda. And now it makes sense to say a Papa said it's Din by that Tolda. And the Gemara, this is now Reuben's point before we get to David's point, the Gemara didn't ask. Like the Gemara asked all the way through, well, what's the difference between the Av and the Tolda? They're both exactly the same. The Mamoin Choshma Salah, but the Gemara didn't ask that. The Gemara said, no, they're both obvious. Mashma, if I meant we could somehow say that Boy of Tess is a Tolda, then the Papa would make sense. If we could say that Boy of Tess would be a Tolda, then we understand what Papa, or Papa said, yes, an Av's got a certain halacha and a Tolda's pot. The only reason why we didn't say that is because you're wrong. The Boy of Tess is also an Av. That's what the picture of the Gemara is, right? We found a case. We found a case where Papa would make sense. That Av should have one halacha and a Tolda shouldn't be chayv b'klal. The only thing is that the Pasuk was speaking about this Boy of Tess, and therefore it's also going to be an Av. So therefore, Papa can't be talking about it. But we need to understand.
Even though the Pasuk seems to be talking about just me.
Right. That Rebbe said it's a cryptic line, and Rebbe seen Rashi, how Rashi gets out of that, explains that, right? But that's the overall picture for the benefit of those who just walked in. I want to give a nice picture on the Gemara. We start to get Boy, and the Gemara said that the Papa couldn't have been differentiating between the Av and Tolda of Keren, of Shen or Regel, but it could be on Boy. That's what the Gemara said. What's the Boy? What's an Av? What happened to Boy? Yeah, we say the Boy is an Av is Yud and a Tolda is Nah. So Gemara says no. Why should the Av be Yud? The Pasuk didn't speak about Tess, didn't speak about Yud, didn't say any numbers. So why are you picking on one being an Av and one being a Tolda? The Pasuk was speaking about Yud. Because, says Vamisi Eloi, we know, Chazal knew, we'll see in Rashi how they knew. We knew that a Boy of 9 can't kill, only a Boy of 10 can kill. So the Pasuk is talking about a Boy of Yud. That's the Av. And a Boy of Tess is now a Tolda. And therefore, we now know what a Papa was saying. The Boy of Yud is a certain halacha, the Boy of Tess is a different halacha. The only way the Gemara knocks this off is by saying, no, they're both obvious. So Zahav, Mizokim, Zahav, Misa, and we have to understand what that means. But that's what the Gemara says. So the Maisa Boy of Tess is also an Av. So Papa couldn't have been talking about that because there is no Av and a Tolda of Yud and Tess. They're both obvious. So the R we're saying is that It's mevorah. We found at least a case before the Gemara throws off the birth always. If bemet, the boy of test would be a toldo, then we understand it should have a different halacha to the boy of yud. Shail is regarding what? What was the happening of the Gemara? Here's Reb David Zahara. Are we talking about mis? Are we talking about nizakin? So the easiest way to understand if we're talking about mis. Talking about mis. That boy of test, there's no chiyuv for mis. And the boy of yud, there is a chiyuv of mis. So here we really have a papa. Remember Rashi holds, kuntra papa, the one that doesn't have the din of the ar, what does it have? No chiyuv whatsoever. That's mamash this case. A boy of yud is chayiv mis. And a boy of test, is part of a misa, right?
Fine words, good. Does a holder ground, that's only nine, is that a shame of support?
Does a boy have a shame of a boy with a hole of nine? Yeah. So it's also going to be telling these two mouths against the heads. He really does have a shame of a boy, we'll see. Yeah, let's get to these rush, we'll see. But that's very nice. If we could say that, that's what we'll say. That the boy, when the Gemara is saying, that it's one's an av, one's a toldo. The Gemara was referring to the dying in the boy. And we're saying that boy of yud, yes, it's chayv misa, chayv to pay for the death. And the boy of death has no chiv whatsoever, there's no chiv to pay for the death. Why? You know why? Why is no chiv to pay for the death? If you say that, if you say it didn't cause it, then it's not because it's a toldo.
No, but isn't that what we learned about nine? Nine doesn't have the deadly air.
So you're asking what we're saying. You're asking, right? So what we say, according to the passages of the Gemara is building up. The Prophet told us the din, there's a toldo, doesn't have the din of the ar, is talking about a case of misa regarding nine. That's what the Gemara said. There's a bit of a problem there, because the reason, if the reason is why Misa by nine, you don't need to pay, it's because the stomach swore, it didn't kill it. So it's not because it's a toldo, because it didn't do it. Toldo means it really did it. But because it's a toldo, it doesn't have the same halachas. He didn't do it, Bechra. If it didn't do it, so maybe it thinks it should be a toldo. Because it's a toldo, that's why it didn't pay. The reason why you don't have to pay is because my boy didn't do that. Your animal died from its own natural causes. So that's a problem on our way of learning the Gemara, right? Again, we're saying the Rebbe said his din. There's a din. A toldo doesn't have the same amount as an al. What's the toldo? The toldo is a boy of nine. The boy of nine, the met, if it kills, you don't need to pay. So you're asking, says Rebbe Shua, asking, that's not why you don't need to pay. Not because it's a toldo, not because we find like tuma, that toldo doesn't have the same din as the al. The reason why I don't need to pay is because it didn't do it, Bechlam. Right, so I've already said this about four times that we'll see in Rashi. All this is going to be included in Rashi, but there's a reish nakam. What we're saying, if it didn't do it, then you don't need a papa to tell me, oh, it's a toldo, and that's why I don't need to pay. If it didn't do it, you shouldn't have to pay bechlal because it didn't do it. I only have to pay for what my things do. That's the kashi on the picture we've built up. Yossi, you understand the picture and you understand the question on it?
Abyssal.
Okay, one more time. I want to, for just to bring out, which I'm like a little extra line. But yeah, you have to touch things seven times and then it goes. That's what Coca-Cola teaches us. Right, so the overall picture, overall build binion of the sugya was, Papa told us there's some things because it's a toldo, it doesn't have the same halachas of the ark, because it's a toldo. Because the Torah didn't speak about it, that's why it doesn't have the same halachas of the ark. Which one would that be? Well, we found one, boy. Boy, the Torah spoke about yud, and it didn't speak about tes. So there, the Papa said, you know why Yechayv Misa, Yechayv to pay for the death of the animal in yud? Because the Torah spoke about it. And you know why there's no chiyuv to pay for the death of the animal if it dies in nine? It's because the Torah didn't speak about it. And the toldos are not like Yechayv. That's the Gemara. So very good, Yeshua, as you see, we managed to make it quicker this time. Says Yeshua, that's not the reason. The reason why you don't need to pay is because the animal didn't die because of the boy. The boy didn't do it. That's why you don't need to pay. So Reb Nochum have to say Ve'abe. Here's a pshat, which is very, very emistic. And when we begin to rush, obviously we machadded it a little bit better, sharpened it a bit further. But tell me, you're saying the animal, the boy didn't do it. The boy didn't kill the animal, right? The boy of nine, yeah? So just a scope of protest, the animal happened to fall in the pit and happened to die just then. It wasn't my boy. Nothing to do with my boy. Nothing to do with my boy. It just happened to die there. It would have died if it was standing up here. It happened to fall in my pit, then it happened to die in my pit. Is that how you're meant to look at the boy of a nine? You're meant to look at it with mamish eyes like Emunas Chachomim. This is what the Torah is saying. You should know Malach HaMomes, Malihoch, Malihosom. It doesn't make any difference. Your animal would have died anyway. It happened to die in my pit. Is that how we're meant to learn the Sugya of the boy of Tess? It sounds a bit forced. What can we say? Sounds forced. If we have to say, we have to say, but it sounds forced. Well, just that, my animal. Look at the animal. It's broken its neck. It died, right? Not because of the pit. Just happened to die here. Sounds mechudish. So Nochum says it's not. Rather the pit caused it. They caused it. Not that did it. The pit was the goyim for the animal to die. It broke its leg and the pain, whatever it was, that's what caused the animal to die. It was the pit that was the cause for the animal to die. Had the animal been standing outside, it wouldn't have died. It would not have died. It died because it fell in the pit. So the pit did kill it, but not directly like a boy of Yud, but as a cause of it, in a boy of Tess. So the met, it would be a good sad to say the boy should have to pay. Would be a tzad. Because of this boy, the animal died. That's what Papa is saying. It's the toldo, it doesn't need to be. That's what the toldo is. The toldo means the boy did it, but it didn't do it in such a direct way. Therefore, there's no chiv to pay. Why is there no chiv to pay? Not because it didn't do it, like you were saying, sure. If it didn't do it, then you don't need to come into the chiddush of a Papa. It did have a shaykhus to it. The Baba said, since only a toldo, it wasn't written in the Torah Mefurish, and it's only a goyim, so that's what's not so Mefurish in the Torah. Therefore, it's a toldo, and you don't pay.
But that's according to one of the Amar that says the
Amar
that says it's only by Hevel. If that's the only thing, then how could it be?
Because it's also true. If you remember the Rashi there said, even if it's Hevel, that it can even Hevel, it still gets injured because of the Hevel, and the same way it died. Why did it die? Because there was a Hevel there that caused it a certain amount of chalishas and together with that, and because of that, it died. Not when the Hevel itself directly caused it, but already, let's say, had a little weak heart, and now the Hevel added to that because of it died. But okay, so it's the Hevel, it's because it was in the pit, it died. Because it was in the pit, either because of the chavot or the heaven, because of that it died. So the bemet would be a habamim in such a case, you should have to pay. The Bob is saying, you know why you don't pay? Because it's a toll. That's the chiddush of a pop. The Torah was speaking about a boy of Yod, and the boy of Yod is that type of death which really actually kills it, really kills it on its own. That's what the Torah is speaking about. Torah didn't speak about a boy of Tess. There would be room to say even by a boy of Tess it should be chayav, because the animal died because of this boy. The reason why not is because the Torah didn't speak about it, and there's a rule, a toldo is lav kiyotzi boy. It's lav kiyotzi, and therefore there's no chiv to pay for the death of an animal and a boy of nine. That's what the Gemara is saying. To which the Gemara says, you're right. If it would be a toldo, you'd be right. The only thing is, a boy of Tess is also an Av. It's also written in the Torah. A boy of Tess is also written in the Torah, and therefore, they're all obvious. So a Papa couldn't have been referring to boy, because they're all obvious. Reuven, got it? Good shot, no? Nothing knows how to die.
Why is it
good shot? Because there is.
Why if the animal dies
of
its injuries? Hold on,
Right, so the answer, we learned to that, the answer is that really the animal would have been able to catch its fall in a better way, and if it didn't, it's not because of the pit. An animal falling and broke its neck, a normal animal, say, if a pit would be a three tefachim, it wouldn't have broken its neck, right? Why? Because when it falls, it catches itself or something like that. The reason why it didn't was not because of the boy, it was because obviously there's something wrong with the animal or some other outside force. The reason why it broke its neck was not because of the pit, but rather because of some outside force. It was a weak animal, didn't manage to catch itself as it's falling or
something. Even if it's nine and a little less than ten.
Everything has to have a share. Allah Mesh Mishina with that. Right. Okay, so
this is
my question. That's going to be in this Rashi. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Very nice. So what the Gemara answer, though? Soif, ze'av l'nizokim, ze'av l'nizokim, ze'av l'nizokim. We have to see what this means. Soif, v'otoloshon, ze'av l'misa, ze'av l'nizokim. What does that mean exactly? Let's see Rashi.
When does the Gemara
say
this, that the board of tests, I mean, Bor of Yud is an av for a misa and a nizokim?
It is true. Yeah, it's av a misa means misa and a nizokim. Rashi. Av asor. You see that, Rashi? Boy, omuk yud vachim, a boy that's 10 tefachim deep, hainu av. Tebekach darkoi lohomis. This Rashi and the next Rashi are connected. Av asor, zav, nizokin is one long Rashi until Lishnachine. From Lishnachine, there's a new pshat to explain from zav, the av asor, zav, nizokin. So Rashi says here, av asor, you know why av is asor? Because it's kach dalkoi lohomis. A boy of 10 has an ability to kill. It's dalkoi lohomis. B'zeh avlu nizokin, te'im nofal shoy b'boy tisho. If a boy, a shoy falls into a pit of 9 or mis, pot bad haboy. The bad haboy is pot, he doesn't have to pay for mis.
What about for injury?
Mimhuzak chayv. But if it injures, it does have to pay.
I'm saying once he dies, it's probably entirely.
Yeah, we spoke about it then. Stop, you do have to pay for nizokin because it can't be worse. Remember, we spoke about that. I think that's what the maskon was. You do have to pay for nizokin. Just have to, don't have to pay for the fact they died for it. You'd have to pay whatever a normal pit would injure. If I'm not mistaken. Ba'avu. That's an av. A boy of Tess is also an av. Why is an av? Because we can infer it from the pasuk. It's as if it's written in the pasuk. And if still it says in the pasuk, "Vameis yeh loy." Yeah, the pasuk says that the nafkah is shoyachem, right? Baal boy shalem. The positive is talking about an animal that died. The mashma, the positive talks about mace. The mashma boy of sorrow. It's mashma boy of 10, the bar mitzel hu. The mashma boy of sorrow, the bar mitzel hu, boy of 10, which can kill the bar mitzel hu. You know what bar mitzvah is? Bar mitzvah. He is now a person who has an ability to do mitzvahs, right? So bar mitzvah is this pit, is a pit that has an ability to kill. That's who it is. That's its responsibility. It can kill. So, boy, I saw the bar mitzvah chayev b'mitzvah hashoy. That's when he's chayev for the death of the shoy. or bottom mahochi, it would be less than 10. The misa loy chayev, it wouldn't be chayev misa, ha ben izokin mischayev. It would be chayev for an izokin. Says Rashi, cryptic Rashi, not very clear at the moment. Rashi says you should know that the boy of nine is an av for nizokin. Why? Because the pasuk says v'amisi eloi. The pasuk was talking about a boy of yud, right? And the pasuk says yes, a boy of yud, which is a bar mitzvah, he has to pay for killing. So you can make a deal that a boy of nine doesn't have to pay for killing because it's not a bar mitzvah, but would need to pay for nizokin. That it would need to pay. That's the translation of the words of Rashi, right? So why is it an av? Because the deal. Pasuk didn't speak about this, did it? Pasuk didn't speak about this, okay. So why is it an av? What's the deal given? What is the deal given? Pasuk spoke about yud. Pasuk spoke about yud and killed it. That the animal died. So what's the deal? That yes, a boy yud has to pay. A boy tes. Doesn't have to pay for Misa. Oh, but does have to pay for Nizokin. First of all, where's that? But does need to pay for Nizokin. It's not written in the Torah. And why is the Diuk making it an Av? It's not foolish in the Torah. The Torah is speaking about Yud. The Torah wasn't speaking about tests. So what's Rashi mean exactly?
So the Diuk itself is in that context. You take the whole, it's a small part. Yes, it's good. Now it's a
now you can kill, now you have to pay. Yeah, but if it's less than that, you'd have to pay because of it. Well, where's it from? Where's the steel from? That's a difficulty with Rashi. Where's the deal, Bechla? What is the deal? Shem Zalman Oyebach says, Pshat here is like this. A boy of Yud that damages and doesn't kill. Does he need to pay?
Yeah.
How do you know that? Doesn't really say in the Torah, but that's clear in the Gemara. You're saying it's a swami, clear in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that Misa is an Av and Zokin is a Tol. Doesn't say that, right?
Less than 10.
It says Yud is an Av and Tes is a Tol. It means in Yud, we knew that Avada Yechai for Misa and Zokin, whatever it does. So the Torah spoke about when Yud, the Torah spoke about both Misa and Nizam. And the Torah says, a Yud, Vamesi Eloi. So that's what the deal is. By Yud, where there's a Mesi Eloi, that's when you pay for Misa as well. Mashma, by Tes, which is not a Baruch Tolo, can't kill. So you wouldn't have Vamesi Eloi, but all the other dinim stay the same. All the other dinim stay the same. By Yud, you pay for Nizokin. So by Tes would also be Nizokin. The only thing not is the Misa. That's all it is. The Mesi Eloi, the Misa is by the 10 and not by the 9. But Mashma, but the Nizokin, which was by the Yud, that stayed the same. By Nizokin, by Yud, you'd pay, and what did by 9? So maybe that's what the Gemara is saying. Ze'av, the Misa, Zav, Nizokin, meaning that each one. The Torah spoke about. The Torah spoke by the Yud, even for Misa, Misa and Nizokin. And the Torah spoke by nine for Nizokin. All the Torah said is that the Yud, which was not a Yud, which is about Tola, has to pay for Misa. That's what the Torah said. The Yud that's about Tola has to pay for Misa. A Tes, which is not about Tola, doesn't pay for Misa. But everything else stays the same. Yud pays for Nizokin. So maybe who I did? Nine should pay for Nizokin. Why not?
If I say nine is an av also, like it's really, like three is also an av. So it doesn't really matter.
That's why when the Gemara said that 10 and 9, it meant 10 that kills and a boy that doesn't kill.
Right.
Yeah, so 9 is the last stage of damages and Yud is the first stage of death. That's why the Gemara spoke about 10. Yud and 9.
Going back,
why don't we
say 10 is
an
av for Misa, but it's
told of,
where is it?
Yes. So there was never such a
tzad.
Never such a
tzad. It sounds reasonable.
It can't even be, because there's loads of Mishnayos that say that you have to pay if you damage, by Yud at least. So there was never such a time for a papa. According to what you're saying, a papa would be telling us that a tolda of zikin of yud wouldn't pay. If it kills, you pay. If it didn't, if it damages, you don't pay. That's the v'day not shy. Right? All the mishnayos that tell you that you pay for damage and what they're referring to. And my father was never sad that the tolda is the zikin shepherd. When Papa was speaking about the tolda of the zikin, there's no such thing. My father and a boy of yud, you pay for misa and you pay for his own, and that's what the Torah is speaking about. And your Papa never had the tzad that the tolda should be in the zikin. The only tzad was the tolda would be a boy of nine. So tolda, it's a boy of nine. The Torah didn't speak about a boy of nine. So which was saying the Torah spoke about a boy of nine? The Torah spoke about misa and his zikin. All the Torah said was that Misa, by boy of 10, you don't need to pay. But Nizikin, you would pay for Nizikin. There's no difference between a 9 and a 10. You would pay for Nizikin. Regarding Nizikin, there's no difference between 9 and 10. That's the Mahalach of the first Mahalach of Rashi. Okay, so why Yud do you pay for 10? What's Rashi say? Why Yud do you pay for 10? Why Yud do you pay for Misa?
Oh, because it's
it can
that there and it's able to kill.
It's a bank toilet. It's a bank toilet. Why nine do you not pay for Misa?
It's not a
bank toilet. Right? Very good. That's the first Malach of Rashi. It's not a bank toilet. Second Malach of Rashi. This is not Chini. This is not Chini.
Where is the first one?
This is okay.
Okay.
This is Shachina. This is Shachina is actually an easier one. Soif. Zaab lemisa, zaab lemizok. Says Rashi. Techihechi de nafik lon mikro. Just like we learn from the Pasuk. The boy asor lemisa, the boy of 10. Is chai for misa. Nafkelon, the same place, we learn the boy Tess, the boy of 9, is for Nizokin, is Chayv Nizokin. Why? Where do we see in the Torah the Chayv Nizokin? But not a Diruk. It's Mefurish in the Torah. First Malach of Rashi was it's a Diruk. Now we're saying it's not a Diruk. It's Mefurish in the Torah. Why? Tichsiv, the Pasuk says, when Nafal Shomal, Shoya Chamoy. Does it say the animal died? No. Mashma bein meis bein uzuk. What's the next words in the pasuk? And after the final show, and after the say show of Moi, Parabay Shai, the Parabay has to pay. Both of them is okay, and by Misa. So why do we know that Bayer Test doesn't need to pay for Misa? The pasuk says you do. So where do we know that a boy of 9 you don't need to pay? For me, if Mesa Shoy Omor Abom, Chazal said, the boy Tisha Potter. Why? The loy machmas a boy mace. The in boy kidei the house. He didn't die because of the boy. Because the boy can't kill. So it was a svara. The reason why you're potter, the reason why you're potter by a boy of 9 is not because of the possible by Mesia, Lord, telling me only by 10 and not by 9. There's no possible. It's a svara ba'alme. What's a svara? A boy of yud can do it, a boy of tes can't do it. And therefore the svara tells me that you're potter. Aval huzak, where there's no svara to say you should be potter, chayiv. So the boy Tisha, Baal Nizokin, the boy Tisha can definitely kill, definitely damage you. Says Rashi, second loss of Rashi. Second loss of Rashi, we have to look at what the difference between the first one and the second one. The second loss of Rashi is that the reason why it's an Av Lenizokin, because the Torah spoke about every single boy. The Torah said, the Nafal is a follow, Nafal Shama Shoya Chamoy, Nafal Shama Shoya Chamoy, spoke about every boy, boy of 9, boy of 10, and the Baal boy is Shalim, says, you have to pay. You have to pay. So why don't you pay for Misa if it falls into a boy of 9? That's a svara that the boy itself didn't do it. That's why you don't need to pay. So, Omar Abonon said, the animal didn't die because of the pit. And therefore, you don't need to pay. As we said earlier, it means, what do you mean that the boy didn't do on its own? So that's why Chazal says it's not the same as the normal case, or the Torah spoke that way, it did die. It didn't die on its own, and therefore it's a tolda, that's why it's popped. That's how I'm not going to explain this Rashi. But what we got in Rashi, what's Rashi telling us? Why, in the end of the day, are you chayim to pay for nizokin by boy of nine? Because the Pasuk says, no, al shalom asher, my bad away, shari. Kunt of first, Malach Rashi, how do I know that you chayim to pay by nine? The Med, the Pasuk was speaking about a boy of
ten.
What was he speaking about a boy of nine? But in ten, you have Misa and nizokin. And the Torah is saying, okay, you pay Misa. Mashman, the other ones you wouldn't pay Misa, okay. Mashman, the other ones you would pay Nizokin, you would pay for Nezek, but you wouldn't pay for Misa. It's a deal. First one was going with a deal. The second one saying to Mephorosh written in the Torah, Balabo Yishai. That's what's written in Rashi. But the Met, if you look in Rashi a bit deeper, Rashi's saying much more than that. In the first Mahalach of Rashi, why is a boy of less than Yud not chay for Misa? The second Mahalach was it's a Svar. That's a Svar. Yeah. The second Mahalach was a Svar. Omar Abon, and it didn't die because of it. The first Mahalach of Rashi was what Reb Yossi just said is not a killing pit. That means according to the first man of Rashi, why did the animal die? Because of the pit. It died because of the pit. But you're not chayiv misa, because you're only chayiv misa if you have an item that's a killing pit. It happened to be a fluke that my item killed the boy, killed the shoy. Bemet killed it. It's not small. It Bemet killed it. But the reason why I'm not chayiv is because my item was not something which was oymed for that, not bar miktol. Rashi labeled the first man of Rashi was saying, labeling the pit. What's the pit? Is that bar miktol or not bar miktol? Why did the animal die? Because of the pit. But why am I potter? Because it's not a bar miktol. Why am I chayim? Because it is a bar miktol. That's the first man of Rashi. The second man of Rashi didn't know like that. Not labeling the pit. Wasn't anything about labeling the pit. Second man of Rashi was saying, Mefush, you're chayv to pay because that's what the Pasuk says. Why are you chayv to pay? Because the Pasuk says it. Why don't we need to pay for an izoki? Why?
Well, you don't know me,
why? For Misa, why don't you pay for Misa? It died from it. It didn't die because of my pit. It's a svar. Two Malachim and Rashi. What exactly is the reason why you're potter for pit of nine? Come to Rashi, the first Rashi is Exeis HaKosov. Torah said about Mesi Eloi, Exeis HaKosov. It needs to be a bar mikdal. Needs to exist a kosher, but misi eloi. Something which a bar mikdal you have to pay for. Something not, you don't. That's the lesson of Rashi. Midechsiv va misi eloi de mashma boyasar de bar mikdal hu. Va misi eloi tells me there has to be a bar mikdal. I got special days a kosher to say the less than yud doesn't need to pay for misi. Second man up saying, no, I don't have any Xerxes cost of telling me that less than you doesn't need to pay for Misa. The reason why I don't need to pay for Misa is because Omar Rabbonon. Rabbonon said that a pit of nine can't kill. It didn't kill. The pit of nine didn't kill. It died because of itself. You hear the chilling now between the two Lashonos of Rashi. A completely different malachim. What would be, here's an afternoon, what would be if somehow we could prove in chemistry in the lab that the animal died because of the pit? The man died because of the pit. What would be? Do I need to pay or not?
According to the first
Malach, I wouldn't need to pay. Because the Torah says, well, Mesi Eloi, a boy that's a bar mikdal, you need to pay for Misa. Therefore, there's a deal. Okay, you're making a deal. A boy that's a Misa, not, but it's not going to say that. Come to the second halach. If we could somehow prove it, they died because of the pit, then you would need to pay. You'd never be able to prove it because the Torah said it didn't. But If we could somehow prove it, that would be enough gemilim in theory. If we could somehow prove that the animal died because of the pit, then you would need to pay according to the second mahalach. Because there's no, it was coming misvar. It's coming misvar. Remember, Rashi said that boy test is an av. The Gemara says boy test is an av. Why is boy test an av? According to the second option of Rashi, it's very poshut. It's a boy test an av, very poshut. Because the Torah spoke about it. The Torah didn't differentiate between boys at all. They didn't differentiate at all between boys. Because the Torah spoke about every single boy. That's what the Torah spoke about. So the reason why I don't need to pay for Misa is because we know it didn't happen because of the boy. Because the first halakha of Rashi, it's a little bit harder to understand because the Torah wasn't speaking about a boy at night. Because Bemet, the animal could have died from the boy of nine as well. The Torah is speaking about boy of yud and being mechadish to us a chiddush that something has to be a bal mikto. That's why Rashi said before, and it's true. It's a diuk. As we explained, it's hard the diuk, but the diuk is when the Torah spoke about yud, the Torah spoke about both misa and nizokin. That's what the Torah spoke about, both misa and nizokin. And the Torah is saying bal mikto has to pay for misa. Something which is not about mikdal doesn't pay for misa. But the other din of nizokin stays the same. Something which is as much as we saw in yud, there's a din of nizokin. So the din also by nine and by eight and by seven, a din of nizokin, whenever such a thing can cause damage, would be higher.
The first question, why isn't Rashi explicit like that? The board of yud is sort of is misa energy.
Yeah, yeah, the Gemara would have read more Mishnah that way, yeah. And Mis means even Misa, but yeah, it's not, means there's no half minute to say that Boy Yud is only for Misa and not Misa.
Despite saying that it would have been.
Yeah, it would have, yeah, had written it, the Gemara maybe would have, for our generation, added in that, and probably the next generation need to add a few more words as well, but that's what we have. Right, okay, so those are the two Malachim of Rashi, two you say is taking Malachim. First Malach is learning the reason why you're potter by boy of nine. The reason why you're not high for Misa by boy of nine is Xerius Akosos. Why did the animal die? Because it fell in the pit. Why do you need to pay? Xerius Akosos, Bar Misi, Eloi, you have to be a Bar Mikto. According to the second Malach of Rashi, why? Are you potter by boy of test? Because it didn't do it b'chlal. It wasn't because of the pit. It was not because of the pit. Okay? Right in the Gemara.
I'm so confused by the language where he says that the Rabbanan established it.
Omar Rabbanan, or the Gemara, back to your thing. Kimlu Rabbanan, very good. You ask five lines up from the end of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kimlu Rabbanan Yud of the Misa, Tesla of the Misa. What is this? Halakha Mishnah. You see now, I saw it. Yeah? So according to the two Malachim of Rashi, according to the first Malach of Rashi, the Torah was speaking about boy of Yud, and the Torah says that this boy of Yud is what kills. How do we know that a boy, the Torah, was speaking about boy of Yud, right? So that Rashi, Daf Nun, says that Stam boy is 10 tefachim. How do they know that? That sounds like it's a lot of which we've seen that. They had the Messiah that Stam boy. No, one second. So the Stam boy is that Rashi. One second, let's see if we can find it. Yeah, Rashi Yudom and Nunom and Base. See, Base is Chodik of it. The Rashi Nunom and Base, about 10 lines down.
No,
14 lines down. First word in the line is Rechovin, Nolmala. Some boy tent is a sort of pop. Rashi says that a boy, when the Torah speaks about boy, it is ten tvachim. Stambo is ten tvachim. So according to that, according to first Malach of Rashi, the Torah says Amisi Eloi. We're speaking about a boy of tents, of good. And the Torah says Amisi Eloi. A yud is what kills, means a nine that doesn't. Come to the second Malach of Rashi, it's much more in Svara. Omar Abonon, Abonon knew boy of yud can kill, and boy of nine can't kill. So to answer your question, what's Kimnu Rabbonon? Definitely come to second Shav Rashi, it was Kimnu Rabbonon from Svara. Kimnu Rabbonon had the Svara, the boy, they made the possible was speaking to every boy of Tes, 9, 8, 7, 6, 10, 11, 12, they're talking about every boy. How do we know that you're not Chai for Misa? Omar Abonon, Abonon had the Svara.
I mean, from a historical perspective, what happened during Vice Rishon, they asked this question.
They couldn't get it. The bottom of it is wrong.
The Rabbanah just always had the Sora, and this was what it was.
But if it's a Sora, the Sora existed always, from the beginning of time. If it's a Sora, so you don't need the Rabbanah for it. Just, the Rabbanah told us it's Sora, but it's Omar Rabbanah, the Rabbanah.
It's blaming the Rabbanah, that's not what they made the decision right now.
When's that?
I don't know, but the
Kim,
the time of the
Gemara, the Kim actually means established. It's established for the Rabbanon, but it means it. So, come to the second Malach of Rashi, it's managed very easy. It's as far the Rabbanon knew that by nine there's no Misa. Come to the first Malach of Rashi, it sounds more like exists, of course. Okay. Oh, so what's the Gemara carry on? So, if so, if. Like we just saw in Rashi, one of two Malchim. So how can you tell me a prophet that the Toldo is Chayev for? The Toldo boy is Poto. It's not true. They're both Ovois. There's no Toldois here. They're both Ovois. The Torah spoke about them as well, either out of a Diuk or because of a permit the apostle was speaking in first. Hello, Avnoi, Sakino, Masoi, Shenichon, Borishus, Rabin, Vizik. You're right. Papa wasn't speaking about digging a pit. Papa was speaking about placing an oven, a knife, or a load in a Shus, Rabin, Vizik, and it's damaged.
Why are those three things mentioned?
Why Dafka these three as opposed to?
Mention
Avno.
Where have you mentioned
Sakina?
Knife.
Yeah. Avno Sakina is an expression not always through this period. I haven't answered your question. I'm just saying we use this expression all the time. Why they picked on these different three ones of Rashi? Yeah. They look at Rashi, actually didn't have the gifts of Masoi, but.
It's awesome.
Avno Isakino, says Rashi, Avno Isakino, Shenichon, Shesaravim, Benitklu, Bene Odom, Viziklem. A new type of boy, a boy not written in the Torah. What's the Torah speak about? Ki Yichre, Ki Yiftach. Those are the boys the Torah spoke about. You dug a pit, something physical in the ground. What about putting something on the ground and somebody trips up, placing a bicycle in the street and someone trips up? You're going to be chai for that. Avno Isakino, Masoi. That's a Toldo, it's not written in the Torah. And that's the one that Rav Papa said would not be Chayiv.
Why does Rashi say B'nai Adam?
And not animals.
Yeah.
That's a good question. That's a good question. Just why is it talking about people? Just say it's called anyone trips on it.
Unless we said like before that people don't pay attention to where they work.
Now she's being mechaded because you would have thought that they're not going to be hired for this because if it's all the bowl is show below Adam. You say by bowl show below Adam, come over and kill him. If Rashi's not going to be mechaded over here, we say this is the Toldo of bowl. We would have said that if a person trips on one of these bowls, he's not going to be hired.
Zikin, you would be chayv.
What?
Zikin, you are chayv. Shevel Adam is only referring to
time. Both, a perfect person falls into a bowl is not chayv.
If he breaks the leg, you would be chayv.
If he breaks the leg?
Only for Misa. Sherry Bar Adam is referring to this.
Why not for a book? I think I should talk about that.
Is it possible? It's talking about Misa, and that's why.
This thought Rashi is referring to a Misa case where the guy fell on the knife. Maybe that's why it's a knife. On the rock, because he broke his head. I still have no idea why. But maybe the case was a Misa case he's talking about. You wouldn't have a tzad to say the guy should not be chayv for the Misa in these cases. Because it's a bowl. It's a told of bowl.
But even if it'd be an Abba boy, it wouldn't be chai for me.
If what?
Even if it would be an Av, he wouldn't be chai for me.
He would not be chai for me.
Right.
But he is chai for me here, as you said, right?
I wanted to say that a papa who said this thing, that there's no chiv, by a toldo, is referring to Av Nisakin on our side. No chiv. Other is a chiv. There's no chiv.
No chiv?
That's what we want to suggest. The papa who said the din of toldo is referring to Av Nisakin on our side.
Rashi specifically says
in his name. Yeah, it's not in his name. Why is it saying that in the other Ah, okay, it could be. Maybe. I think Yossi started saying that before. Ain't there some the other is talking about joking? For an animal to trip up on such a thing, as the dafka show of chirish or show of a cot or something like that. So maybe speaks them all the over the milsa, like a human being tripping up on it, but it's all right, I don't even think of it. Yeah. Okay, so that's all we're probably speaking about Amnesty so now the Gemara is going to say it's not true. Says the Gemara, Hechi Dormi, what are we talking about? E dafka, you know. If we're referring to a case when it was mafke the Eben, mafke the sack and mafke the muscle, both Rav and Shmuel hold that's considered boy. This machlik is Rav and Shmuel in the next in the third pair that somebody leaves over something in the street. He was walking in the street and his cart falls and breaks, and he was mafke it and left it there. Both Rav and Shmuel hold the chayiv for boy. So it's, we've got both Rav and Shmuel saying in that case, you are chayiv for boy. So how can we say that Av Nisakin Masoi? Your pop is saying you're going to be potter. It's not true. Rav and Shmuel both say that's boy, you're chayiv for it. Says Rashi, Ben Rabin Idaf Grino. Rashi, the fifth line up. From the end of the page, Tif Chif Giron, Menosim Shusarabi, who's Mafka and left the Minishusarabi, Bain Rabbi and Shmuel, both Rabbi and Shmuel, the Peligi Pepeg, Amenech is a card. They argue about whether, in the case when you're not Mafka something, you leave it there, whether it's boy. But both of them agree, if you are Mafka, it's Hainu boy. The Travai Omu, they both hold Kol Takolo, any stumbling block, Shehif Gil. That you were mafkir, they both hold nafkelon mi boy de chai. They learn from boy de chai. Kehe de boy, chiyuvo v'shutsu rabi mi. Just like boy, there's a chiyuvo v'shutsu rabi. Dave hefke. The boy v'shutsu rabi is hefke and you chai. Because I mean, I come on peg, shoy shlonu sapor. Like we say later on in this peg, shal iske kriya upsicha boloi, that you're chai. Remember these words? The only reason why you're chayv is not because you own it, it's because you dug it, you made it. Afkol takolo shevkiyo chayv. So to every takolo that you're mafkir chayv. Rav and Shmuel says that we learn from boy, that just like every boy that you're chayv, even though you don't own it. So to every takolo you're chayv, even if you don't own it. So how can we say that a papa would say you'll be potter? You see clearly, no, Rav and Shmuel both hold the Yechayv. You eat the loy after, you know, and if you were mafkrit, then still not a reason to be potter. Because Shmuel, Lama, Kulom, Miboy, Lamano, Shmuel learned that even if you're not mafkrit, if you leave it in the street, you're chayv because of boy. So machlik is the Rav and Shmuel. What happens if somebody leaves something that he was not mafkrit and he left it in the street? And something trips up on it. Are you chayv? So what would be the stod in here? Why should you be a chayv? Why should not be chayv? But why should you be? Let's start with that one. You want to make a chayv? Tell me why should you? It's a boy. It's a boy. So Shmuel says, yeah, it's a boy. A chayv for boy. Rav holds, not a boy, because you own it. So it won't be a boy. A boy is one that you're mafkut. There's another reason why.
He said at least it's as if you own it.
That in a case when you're mafkut, the Torah said that you are chayv.
Responsible for it. So if it's yours,
that was Machlikas Tanoim, which we'll see. Maybe we'll look again next week at Afnun about what the din is of a boy that you owe. Are you chai for a boy that you owe? Right? So
that's different when it's your property and then you at least your own property. You at least you make it half free, not more warning than the
remember, it's going to Tesis, it's on your property just by the edge of Rosh Hashanah. And you're still bought.
Okay, but you mean the government's putting it in public domain. That's a check out for the money. If it belongs to him or not, why would that make a difference?
Okay. Good. Oh, we'll have to see that. Okay. We'll see. So Rav Shmuel said, in a chamer, you're saying it's good. But Rav said that it can't be boy because you own it. And Rav's going with those Tanaim holding, if you own it, there's no boy. And therefore, Rav said, it's show you. The reason why you're chayv is because of show. Show you own,
yeah.
And you're chayv to pay for damages it does. So to him, you own it, and therefore you're chayv to pay for the damages it does.
So it's not
coming, huh? Oh, what's the afkamina between Rav and Shmuel? What's the afkamina?
What is it to pay?
Says the Gemara. Regarding here, there won't be an afkamina.
It will not?
Not be. Because the Gemara is saying, Maish no boy. The Gemara is saying, regarding our shayt of the papa, the papa said, they told him, you don't need to pay, that's not going to work with Avnei Sakinim Asoy. Because however you look at it, you should need to pay. If you're a mafkirit, it's mamish like boy. If you were mafkid, it might be like show. But it's exactly the same that we said that just like with the boy, you have to pay. Why? Because that means the av. He said you have to pay because so he's told us exactly the same characteristics.
But sure, if it's an Rosh Hashanah, then it's the regular shame portion of shore, then it would be putter.
No, show means learning from.
Karen?
Yeah.
Strictly Karen,
so it'd be
cleansing.
No, but it's
a mood. Oh, it's a mood? Why is it
a mood? It's always that. It's a mood.
Because it's not alive. It's not alive. There's no distinction.
Right.
What?
It is a mood.
He's paying. He's sitting down. He's not going after anyone.
Okay. So, Mitzvah Hashem, on Sunday, what we shall do is I'm going to go through with you, just look through this business of Rav Shmuel of Ches. That's what the plan is. And here, the Chav Chesim on the base. We're going to go through that Gemara just a little bit, just to get clarity with our sugya. And then on Sunday, we're going to be learning the thesis of Lo Yud. Lo Yud, this thesis. So if you've had a chance, I know some of you already learned the thesis already. And so, for now, just go over what we've learned and maybe look at the Chav Ches. Could I also, if you have time, to look again at this Machlokes of Kiven and Bishmal on the testament base. Yud Amud Aleph, Lo Yud. And yet, on Sunday, we'll go through the Sugya of Chav Ches. If you have time, it's good to look a bit at the Mishnah again, the testament base, the Amud Aleph, the Gemara. And go over the rashes that we learned today. If you'd like to go over tesis again. What time is Shul Sunday? You've done tesis already or not?
No.
Okay, 10:30, we'll keep it covered on Sunday. 10:30, you should have a very good